We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Perek Yud Zayin, and Shara Tavuna. The topic of discussion is a very serious topic, which we began with yesterday. And before we read the words inside, we'll remind ourselves of what we're talking about. We mentioned that if a person halachically is obligated to tell someone, to give him teichacha, to rebuke him, because the person is doing something wrong. We gave the example, maybe the person is talking during davening, and we have to give teichacha. We're obligated, let's say, to do that. Before a person does this, halacha l'maisa, make sure he is obligated. And let's say 100% the din, the judgment is with him, that he is allowed to give this person this rebuke. If in the past or in the future, this individual who is giving the rebuke makes that same mistake, then that time when he gave that rebuke is viewed as an aveira now. Even though when he did it, at the time when he did it, he was permitted to. And it was a mitzvah. But since he himself did the same, we'll call it aveira, that he is telling someone else not to do, Hashem says, that other time, you get a patch for that as well. That's what our discussion here this morning. The point of here is not that it's to deter us from giving Musar. The point is to deter us from being critical. The point is to deter us from speaking Lashon Hara. Because when we'll view someone else as doing something wrong, we have to remind ourselves, wait a minute, am I ever possibly going to maybe fall into that same mistake? Now, who can really say? Even the biggest tzaddik that we're all thinking about in our head, it's possible, human. So that's the point that we're learning here today. The Chofetz Chaim here is encouraging us, do not speak Lashon Hara. And this is another important message he's telling us, that even when we're 100%, it's a mitzvah, we're permitted to, we're encouraged to say something. If in the future, of course, let's say the past, we never fell to such an avera. But if in the future, we might make that same mistake, we're going to pay the price for that. Let's see the case here in Yevamos. The Gemara now in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis tells us as follows. The Rav Chiya Zeinin Niskar B'Yevamos, this concept is seen in Yevamos. The Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon Barabi, Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon Barabi, the Hava Yosvi, they were sitting down. Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the great leader of Klal Yisrael. Also Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi, the Gabayu. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosi, the great Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosi, came to them to hear the shir of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, to learn Torah. Adahachi also Rabbi Lemesifta. At that time, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi came to the Beis Medrash, the Midrash Yivoi Kochad, the Mesa Vaduchte. And they didn't have these comfortable chairs like we have today. The way it was, whereas the Rebbe was sitting down, and the Talmidim were on the floor, like by the dust of the feet. When it says, having this Abig Ba'afar Aglayim, according to some, it was literally because they were by the feet of the Rebbe. It should be at the feet of the Rebbe. What happened was, in Huhavi Kalili Ulu Yisiva Beduchtaihu, those Talmidim that were physically thinner were able to get up to the seats in the front quicker. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Agav Yukre, Hava Mafsov Ozil. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi was a heavier man. It took him longer to get to the seat up in the front. He was heavy. He went slowly. So picture this scene. Okay, you have Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi trying to make his way to the front. Where are the Talmidim sitting? They're sitting down on the floor. And you have Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi trying to like walk over them, walk around them. You have now a person by the name of Avdon. And Avdon will say to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, what are you doing? Who do you think you are to walk over I'm Kodesh. Who do you think you are to step over these other people of Klal Yisrael, these other Talmidei Chachamim? You want to hear the shir? Sit down where you are. Don't come up to the front. Let's see inside. Amar le'avdon, Avdon said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Mi hu zeh shemasiyo aroshi am kodesh. Who do you think you are to step over such a holy nation? Amar le'i, ani Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. I'm Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi. Shebasi lumud Torah mirevi. I came to learn the Torah HaKdoshah from Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Amar le'i, look what Avdon says back. V'chi'ata hagun lumud Torah mirevi. Are you worthy of learning Torah from Rabbi? Amar le'i. So he says back, V'chi Moshe haya roi lumud Torah mipi Gvura. Was Moshe roi to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amalei, v'chi Moshe ato? So he said back to him, are you Moshe? So Amalei, v'chi Rabcha lakimhu? Is your Rebbe God? I know what you're thinking. Baruch Hashem, when you came here to learn today, you didn't have to go through any of this. I know what you're thinking. Okay. This is a very fierce back and forth. Now, unfortunately, as we'll see, this was an Issa Deraisa of Ainoz Devarim. Ainoz Devarim is hurting people with words. Another form of what we call Lashon Hara. And what the Chafetz Chaim now, in this next paragraph, will do is he will explain what we began with this morning. We said that if a person makes the same mistake as someone else, he will be punished for criticizing that other person. And now we will see a case where Avdon will be stepping over the people's heads that he was rebuking Rabbi Yossi, or Shmuel Rabbi Yossi for. Let's see first before we take any questions or comments. Adohochi osyo yevama lekame de Rabbi lemichlatz. In the meantime, a yevama comes in and she has to do chalitza. Amar lei, Rabbi Avdon, Rabbi says to Avdon, Puk Badke, Perish Hayim Tzavala, the Badka, Mevia Beis Cyrus, Kadesh Tuchalachlitz. So, he had to go see if she was Roy, if she was fit to do Chalitza to. Halachli, just check it out. Lebasa de Nafak, after Avdon leaves, he steps out, he's on the way out. Amar lei, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Kach Omar Abba, my father, Rabbi Yossi, said, Ish ksib a parsha. It says a man in the parsha. What does it mean, a man? Therefore what? Aval isha ben gedoy ben ketana. You want to know if this lady is already 12 years old, so then one can do chalitza or not. Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi is saying, that's irrelevant. That's not the point. A man has to, the boy has to be a man in order to do chalitza. The lady, if she's younger than 12, he could still do chalitza to her. So what do you have to find out if she's a 12-year-old or not? This is what Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi tells Rabbi. So now look what happens. Amalei Rabbi la'avdon. The Rabbi tells Avdon, Tiv aduchtoch. Stay where you are. Let's richtos. You don't have to go back and call. You don't have to go out and find out if she's already 12. Kvar hoyre zaken. Rabbi Yossi already paskind. We don't have to find out if she's already 12 or not. It's irrelevant. That's not the point. It's the man who has to be, the boy has to be a man. He has to be a bar chiyuva. He has to be over 13 in order to do the chalitza. But the girl, she could be a minor. She could be under 12. You wanted to find out if she's older 12 or not. That's irrelevant. Everybody with me? Okay. Now look what happens. Hava kemavso Avdon of Ose. Avdon now is coming back to his seat. So what's he doing? Well, everybody's sitting down, remember? So how is he going to get back to his seat? He's not flying. So he's walking over their heads now. He's moving around them, just like Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi was doing a few minutes earlier. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, Mishet Sarich Loi Am Kodosh, Yisso Arashi Am Kodosh. Mishet Sarich Loi Am Kodosh, Eich Yisso Arashi Am Kodosh. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says that the nation that needs this psak din, in other words, that I said over, he should be permitted to walk over the Am Kodosh. But one who does not need, in other words, Avdan, we don't need you stepping over their heads. They're the Am Kodosh. Sound familiar, Avdan? You have no permission to walk over their heads. They needed me. I came with a psak din. And you're saying, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is telling Avdan, it wasn't so right what you did before. Amalei Rabbi Lavdan, kum beduchtoch, stay where you are and get up and go, right? Tana, at that time, look at the punishment now. Bo'aisai sho'o, nitztaro Avdan. Avdan became a tsarua, he became tsaras, he had tsaras. Sho'on sho'i sho'loshen hara negayim. Because the punishment of one who speaks Lashon Hara is tsaras, is to get negayim, different plagues, different punishments. The tovu shnei bonov mienu shtei kaloisov, and two of his children drowned, and two of his daughters-in-law absolved the marriages, rabbinic marriages. We have a lot of questions to ask over here, and before we ask them, let's see the next paragraph, because the Chavetz Chaim knows we have questions. What is going on over here? Let's clarify these points. V'hinei l'chayra, says the Chavetz Chaim, mas sibiv Hashem, she'adahochi asio yavama. Why did Hashem orchestrate the situation, this whole scenario, that specifically a yavama would come in now, at this point in time, to ask this question? Ela shezehu hadvarim shamayno. Explains the Chavetz Chaim, the Gemara in Yavamis, because this is exactly what we just said. If a person criticizes someone else and then they fall prey to that same mistake, they will be punished. What does that mean? Dehinei Avdan gina mitchila l'Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Avdan disgraced, embarrassed Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Al sheposo al rosh yam kodesh, because he was stepping over the heads of the Talmidei Chachamim. V'hinei, af shebevadai ein hadin imoy, b'mash omar v'chi hogonato dezeyinoz devarim mamish. Even though, of course, Avdan was incorrect, he was wrong for saying this to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, do you think you're fit to be learning from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? It's definitely hurting someone with words. Imagine we have a guard by the door over there. He comes to learn, and someone, wait a minute, please. Let me test you first. You want to come learn Torah? Let me test you first. Af apichein, lo yhoye mokim litfais bezeh kol kach l'avdon, ashionish al zeboinish at saras. But to have Avdan be punished, that he should get saras, such a punishment? How do you understand that he deserves such a punishment? How does that make sense? Because the truth is, Avdan's intention was for good. He wasn't trying to just be mean. His intention was, it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate to step over the heads of the Talmid Chacham like this. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, physically, he was a larger man, and that's the only way he's able to get up front. And he was a person who should be up front. Asher Tov B'Maimer Zeh, even though he made a mistake saying this to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, Val Kain, therefore, Nisuhu Tekef Milamayla. You know why the Yavama came right away? Because there was a question to test him right away. Hashem wanted to test Avdan. Now, once again, we're talking about people on the high Madrega. So Avdan then had to walk out. And then he had to come back. If he felt It's inappropriate to step over the heads of the Talmidei Chachamim. And that's why he said this to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi. So how come he's doing the same thing? It's a frightening thought, as Neil pointed out. It's not so much the Teichocha, it's more of the criticism. Where we have to be extremely careful that if we're going to fall prey to that same mistake that we're telling someone else not to do, we will be punished, even though at the time it might be right. It might be right. And even if it is 100% right, as we saw yesterday as well. In the meantime, this Yivama came in, the whole scenario had to take place. And Avdan had to leave. In the meantime, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi paskin the din. That's not necessary for you to leave. That's not the question whether the girl is 12 or not 12. It's a matter of whether the man is over 13 or not. Kvar har yizokin. Rabbi Shmuel says, my father already passed in the shayla. Have a kamasa Avdan v'osay. Then Avdan's walking over the heads of the Talmidei Chachamim. And then Ba'itzai Shua at that time, he became a tzeruas. Perish says the Chavetz Chaim. Kevin Shigam Hu, on the top of page 370 in the English edition. Kevin Shigam Hu, a Nizar Bezeh. Since he himself, since Avdon was not careful with this same point he criticized with, Al Kain, Nenash, Limafreya, Al Mashagina, Lerishmel, Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, retroactively, he was punished for disgracing Rishmel, Rabbi Yossi. Gam Heru, Shiloi Kedin, in Shemayim, they showed him also that what you said was incorrect. The way your approach was incorrect. To say, because you see how great he was. We pass and like him. You can ask a question. Rebbe didn't know the other question even. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi had the answer. That therefore he was punished with its saras. The gam tovu shnei bonov, and his two children died. Ki kriyadua oynish hatviya voynish askero hu oynish echad. As it's known, says the Chavetz Chaim, that the punishment of drowning is the similar same punishment basically of askero. Askero is suffocation of the throat. This is the punishment that the 24,000 Talmidei Chachamim of Rabbi Kiva, the Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, they died with askara. Askara, the Gemara tells us in the Nana Masechta, is the most painful, difficult punishment. As the Gemara tells us in Ksubas, Oy teveya benahar, or one will drown in the water, Oy meis besurchini, surnichi. Biadua, shavar lashon hara, hum misas askara, kederin v'shabes, that we know lashon hara, the punishment of lashon hara, is this punishment called askara. What do we come out with all of this? Says the Chavetz Chaim, Klal hadvarim yire ha'odom lehargil es atzmai b'midoisav. Shia min ha'toivim v'loi min ha'royim. A person, the lesson we have to take out from this, is that a person has to train himself. Lihiyois shia min ha'toivim. To have good character traits. V'loi min ha'royim. And not negative ones, not bad ones. Umamidas atoivim lazo lechaver b'chol yicholto lechapois al chesroi noisa k'moy al chesron atzmai. Now a person has to live his life to think to himself, how can I help my friend as much as possible? And to turn away at the shortcomings. Every single person has shortcomings. And the same way, says the Chavetz Chaim, we ignore our shortcomings, so too we have to try to ignore our friend's shortcomings. If you see that you're upset at a certain person, if you see that you're upset at a certain person for a certain reason, get rid of it. Make up excuses. The same excuses you'd want him to make up for you. Because we also have shortcomings. V'zuhi chachma gvura be'emes. This is chachma. And this is gvura. This is called chachma. This is called wisdom. And this is called strength. It's very easy for a person to blow up. It's very easy for a person to tell someone he's doing the wrong thing. But to find excuses, so to say, ways to understand that person's shortcomings, that is definitely a chachmu gvura. But those who have midas rois, bad character traits, they do the opposite. Mamish. They look at the negative character traits at other people and they find faults, and people make mistakes. We make mistakes. And people are wrong. But they focus on the wrong. And they talk about the wrong. And they send out the emails about the wrong. And if you think I'm making up stories, I mean, there's no Beis Hamikdash today, right? The proof is there's no Beis Hamikdash today. You know, someone was just telling me that he was working on a diet and there was a life coach to help him out. And the coach told him, listen, if you cheat, I know, because the scale is not going to... You can't change the scale. I see if you're cheating or not. The proof's right here. Unfortunately, there is no Beis Hamikdash. Today, is, as we said, is Chav Dalet Tammuz. No, it's not Chav Dalet. It's Chav Vav Tammuz. It's even closer to Tisha B'Av. And we're going to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that the next paragraph, next page, will be connected 100% to this concept of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So let's continue. That when a person is excited when his friend makes mistakes, and he publicizes his mistakes to everyone, and he causes fights between people, and he's sick, you know, they sick a dog to attack. There are people who say, you know what someone said about you? It sounds ridiculous, right? It sounds like childish. Adults do this also. It's called rechilus, called lashon hara. Might say shemra. And then they praise themselves. Ah, I really got this person this time. I'll teach him to start up with me. But we know this is not the correct way we have to be. As we know, Doeg spoke Lashon Hara in front of Shaul about David HaMelech and Achimelech. In regards to the city of Noiv, Ir HaKohanim, and Doeg was responsible for the whole entire city of the Kohanim to be wiped out. And the David HaMelech brings in the Pasuk, in Tehillim Nun Beis Gimel Ma'atis Halel B'ro HaGibor. What praise is there, what might is there for one to do evil? Amalei David Zugvurahi. David said, is this strength, is this power, is this might? You see someone as at edge of the pit and he's about to fall and you flick him down, that's strength, that's might. And you see someone at the top of a gag, of a roof, and you push him down, you're such a strong person. Says David HaMelech, when is a person called a strong person? When your friend's about to fall. And you grab on to him so he won't fall. And so too, when you see your friend that fell into the pit, and you pick him up. Says David HaMelech, you saw that Shaul was upset at me. And you made the situation worse. He poured water onto my bones. Kach Adam Isayu, is that what a person does? What kind of human being are you? Says David Melch the Doeg. Ureyes Goydil Hasino Shiesh Al Aroim, Tumavach Nidchi Meshuchan Melech Malchi Amloch Magodish Boruch Kimashi Yiso. Come and see now how much Hashem despises these Rishoim, this evil. As the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Afkuf Mem Tesamot Beis, Tzadik Ato Hashem Lo Yogur Megurcho Ro. You Hashem are a tzadik. Evil people cannot be amongst you. Afila Beis Shanevim Achasidim Mevachim Rachvim Al Yisrael Lehetiv Lehem. Even at the time when the prophets and the righteous people, when they ask Hashem for mercy on Klal Yisrael to do good for them, Einem Roitzim Levakish Klal HaRoyim, Hashem does not desire to, these Nevi'im and the Hasidim don't desire to have, for Hashem to have mercy on these evil people. Even more so, the Nevi'im, they mention as well that Hashem should not have mercy on these evil people. As it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim once again, Hashem should do good and give good to those who are good and to those who are straight. Let's conclude with one more paragraph. Let's finish the parak here today. And now if we're finishing this parak, is not only finishing the parak, it's finishing Shaar Tevuna. And Ezez Hashem, when we can pick up next time, we'll start Shaar HaTeira, a new Shaar. It's a Shaar HaTevuna. And let's conclude the parak now. Umam Oid, says the Chavetz Chaim, the lesson of the day is as follows. Umam Oid, Tzarich HaAdam, Li Zohir, person has to be very careful. Shelo Yesamech, Bepamapelis Chaveri Bezioinoi. Person has to be careful not to be happy when his friend falls down, not to be excited when his friend has shortcomings that are known to other people, that are coming out. When your enemy falls, don't rejoice. And when misfortune comes to him, your heart should not be happy. You know why? Because then Hashem will see it and be bad in his eyes and will come back to this person as well. This bad character trait wakes up and arouses the attribute of judgment from Hashem onto this person. This midah ra, this is now Chav Vav Tammuz. We are in the 3 weeks right before the 9 days. This midah ra has the ability to destroy. Mamish kimoy oven avodah zara, just like avodah zara. This midah ra of attacking people, of criticizing people, is compared to avodah zara. And now the Chavetz Chaim proves this from a medrash in Eicha. Ki matzino b'divrei Chazal, with this we'll conclude. Ki be'eis chorban habayis, because at the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, kishenichnas Avram Avinu le'Beis Hamikdash, Avram Avinu went up to the Beis Hamikdash, as the Beis Hamikdash Shemailo. Usholu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem asked him, Mali Yedidi b'Beisi. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, what's my child, my son, my beloved Avram doing in my house? Heishiv, Avram said, b'pnei ma golu bonai le'bein umas oilom. Avram Avinu said, why are my children, these are my children, B'nai Yisrael, my children, Hashem, you gave me my nation. Why have they been exiled amongst the nations of the world? V'heishi lo yakodesh baruch hu, and Hashem responded, B'nai Yisrael, oivin avoyda zara, oivin avoyda zara, usmechin min pa'alosan elu al elu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself responded, because they are worshipping idols, and they are happy. They are happy when other people are falling down and making mistakes. They get happy. They rejoice at someone else's shortcomings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oven zel oven avodah zara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself makes the connection between attacking someone and being happy with their shortcomings to idol worship. And this is the answer Hashem says to Avram Avinu as to why your children have been kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, as to why there's a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Ela yizbainin ha'odom tamid ba'atzmai. Person had to contemplate and to think about the situation. Shalafi avay noisov v'chesrei noisov. Hu roi gamkein l'gnusul v'zoyin. And the truth of the matter is, a person should view it, says the Chavetz Chaim, that really he deserves to be embarrassed. He deserves to be disgraced because of his own shortcomings, his own lack of performance of the proper mitzvahs correctly. Ela shemerachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu olav. But Hashem has mercy on him for whatever reason. He says here, b'schus avoysav, the merit of his forefathers, of his ancestors, that Hashem doesn't bring out this person's shortcomings. This is how you have to view the situation when someone makes mistakes. To realize, I also make mistakes. And not to be happy and rejoice at their shortcomings and their mistakes. And to realize this is one of the sibas, one of the reasons to the Chorim Beis HaMikdash.